suffer an answer.
Look at what you see, dude.
Well, Roth.
Can we run down through here for just a second?
I wish we didn't have our budget match up with this. He submitted the same version, the same format for 4 years in a row for Maine, and it doesn't jump. Okay, so let's just go line by line and see what's...
Well, it looks like office expense is asking for exactly the same thing he had in 2012.
Well, but we don't know that.
Well, what it looks like, right here, from what I'm looking at, on this budget request, that you're requesting from us the same amount for office expense that you requested in 2012, which is $4,000. I mean, it's $7,800.
Have I made you look, Ron?
You're right here. Oh, well, I'm showing office supply of $7,500. Okay, but let's circle.
I don't have a supplies and freight line item on yours.
Here's what Rick apparently has it in different lines, but the total, if you look, is $137,792.40, which is the same amount that Mike has presented.
Okay, I see that.
Those match
the requests. Okay.
So my assumption is,
and we're going off what Rick submitted to us.
And I don't know what Rick
submitted to us.
I can have a copy of that.
If you got a copy, I can. Right here.
Right here. Well, I can look very quickly with the 54924 matching.
Maintenance of effort fund.
Actually, there is it's not a special fund. There is a maintenance of effort, which was the amount of monies that were set aside due to both legislation and the formula that went through the state that is the minimum amount that the counties can put into your budget. Obviously, they can put in more.
So, Mark, to explain,
we have
cut it off a little bit. To explain these columns here, we go off this, what we approved. The actuals are not actuals, so none of these was right, because this was running in July. But this is what your requests are. And then this tells us what the salary is for that number. So that's why don't disregard all of this stuff here. If this is your request, this is what the actuals were.
Yeah. Did you want to get this one for him?
It doesn't help much.
It helped me a tremendous amount.
Well, it gets you closer, but
yeah, it gets you closer than July, and I.
Yeah.
Then get you to go up to your front page, Jim and Danny, which is 101 on 101 on revenues.
Okay.
And it's going to be 101 is, I think, 84-003. Okay. 101-84-003.
Yeah.
Okay, 101-84-003. Let's start there.
Yes, sir.
What Mike is telling us, he anticipates that we're going to be reimbursed $2,527.27 in revenue.
Okay.
Because that'll be coming back to the state.
Do you have a yellow sheet on that? Because I show zero came in so far. When do we normally see that money?
I'm going to let you know if I have the yellow sheet here on it.
And the white sheet says that we've already posted it. Give me that number.
Zero 101-84-003.
Shows $3,150.16 that already came in.
The budget report's already come in.
Okay, is there a reason that it would be less this upcoming year compared to what it was in 2012?
Sometimes the version grants, we don't get as much. The youth services in there, they
Let's put in what he had.
25, 27, 20.
Or just put in 25, 27.
25, 27.
No.
Okay, so now 101-84-003.
Yeah.
All the way across to the right.
I know. What I'm trying to figure out is why you're using that number.
That's what Mike said. That's what Mike said.
Okay. Okay. Give it to me again, then.
$2,527. We'll just make it even. And then back over to the budget. We've got a first question for you. Is he showing us that Kingsville's share of the cost of employees is $54,924? And he asked for that, but up here where it says current salaries, it says $66,736. On the, what you didn't give us.
I went on the payroll sheet that you know there's no raises in the payroll document. But we know that you people got raises. Christian County committed to it, they got raises.
It was like a 2%.
That's right, it's 2 here, they got 2, so it was 4.
And then, well, it was 2 on our share and 2 on their share, so overall it was 2.
Yeah.
The whole
time. Right, that's true. Overall 2%.
But where'd the 60,000 figure come from? If his employee figures add up to that, then we've got a problem.
My spreadsheet shows that the more basic you get, you got raises, Mike? You can do it. The people got raises in July.
Took them up to the 54,924. From the 52,324.
So we need to check that out because it should show in this spreadsheet.
Well, now the 54,924 is what I'm at. That's from last year, it was
52,308.
Right, so there is a little bit of an increase because, like I was telling you guys, I was asking for the other, if they could get their 3%. Christian County has agreed to go ahead and give them a 3% on top of 2.
So
right, to bring them to the 5%.
Well, I'm confused that we didn't, we're trying to show them they even got the 2%.
I don't know anything about
it. Actually, we're
Don's not here yet.
So that's early.
You have your
I don't have them with me.
No,
I'm
not.
This is what they're making total. This is the breakdown. Does that help you? Well, beyond salaries,
based on what was approved in 2012, the 52,308.40.
Uh-huh.
To get to the 54,924, there's a 5% increase,
exactly,
within 18 cents. So what this shows is that there was a 5% increase, and quite frankly, if the employees were under 34, it would have been
5% total. But at Christian Case, did a 2 mid-year beginning.
But we
gave 5 all
at ours all at once, I think.
He's saying there's no increase.
But where did the $60,673.60 come from? There's a good question.
What I don't want to do is lose all the time trying to figure out the salary number. We can talk about the other line items.
Could we have said in the 54,924, which includes the 5%?
Yeah, I can check that out and see where it's at.
Let's just see that.
I'm all for that. That puts us where we thought we were.
Yeah, 54,924. Gotcha.
And then what I'm showing on this breakdown is different. Obviously, it's a little hard to track. But overall, when you come down to Rick's total budget line on request, it balances with what Mike has before the reimbursement of $137,792.40. And you're going to show us where that increase is at, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can. There was a $10,000 increase on detention costs due to the fact that they were we were still operating under the 2000 census, and so we had to go to the 2010 census, which caused the increase. I think I've got the breakdown here.
I think you submitted that to us.
Yeah,
you
that's split to 25,000.
Right, right, and that's one of the increases, and then the. I've got down here to bring them the salaries up 3% is $2,617. And then we've had to increase $2,000 on attorney fees. We've just got, I think one of the concerns is the Supreme Court is looking at juvenile officers practicing law without being represented. So we don't know what's going to happen with that.
Okay.
And then I've got $800 here for some vehicle expense, and I think maybe the insurance went up on the county vehicles is the only thing that I can come up with. I mean, the vehicles are running fine. There's nothing wrong with them. But there is an $800 increase.
We have any increases. None of our insurance has gone up on the insurance.
Let me check my notes here.
I mean, I see training went up. You asked more training dollars, too.
But if insurance went up $800 a vehicle, we're in big trouble.
Well, then it must be fuel. That's the only other thing I'm looking at my notes. Vehicle expense, insurance reimbursement.
We went from $1,800 to $2,000, which your request is.
And I've got down gas and some. Probably tires. And repairs. So, I mean, I don't know that. I mean, maybe we're predicting some repairs, possibly. I think one of the vehicles had some transmission issues up in Christian County, but I think they got it resolved for now.
If I look by, not going off your sheet, but going off our sheet, guys, I show that the request for $1,600 for training that we didn't budget in 2012, $200 in motor mileage reimbursements, which that would cover other expenses like that, $500 more in court costs, and then we break down the detention facility costs differently.
Yeah, we did. We may have put in for some training. I think we also did try to do some reductions, too. The miscellaneous, we dropped $500. And then counseling, there's $1,468 we took out.
What do you have? Maybe we're just not out of the frame. Miscellaneous other, you're at $1,600. Okay. That went down to $200. Okay. I'm just trying to. How they're comparing line item to line item. Are they over on you again?
Fuel, they didn't show anything that we approved anything on the fuel that spent $912.
So we need to put something in that line item.
Miscellaneous other, but you know, we approved $1,800 and we're going to use 603.70. This is 1st of December now.
So what we could do is maybe put a fuel, because Mike, did you put fuel in your request?
I think we just got it under vehicle expense.
Okay, $2,000. And we've got that.
Well, you've got eight.
You know,
so you got 1,800, you just spent 106 under vehicle insurance and maintenance is the way it's wrote on this one, Mike.
Okay.
Here's the runoff from the 1st of December. Here's what you get. On these different lines, vehicle maintenance, you got 1,800. This what was approved. You spent 106. Then on this one, though, as you go down to fuel, you don't show anything. So you've added those two together. It shows that you spent $912. So those two lines probably you've got to put together. Maybe that's
the reason sometimes you might get a problem doing this is because Christian County has different lines than what Kenny County has, and so he has to code them to try to match both of them.
Right.
And
kind of
try
to make it, universal, but it's
impossible. Let me make a couple of comments just for our consideration. When we look at what we have set for the offices, when we look at 2012, the budget approved is 126,621.40. If we look at a 5% increase on salaries, I lost my figure there. That is $26,15.42. So if you add that figure to the $126,621.40. We're at 129,236.82.
I'm within a couple pages
there's
of that. That's
three lines that I would look at because that's $8,555.58. The request is more than 2012 plus the salary.
Right.
If you look at, for example, the attorney fees, I think we could back page 120,50.078.
Gotcha.
I know what Mike's issue is. And if you get that.